President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration, signed Friday, has stirred anxiety and uncertainty among refugees and those who work with them. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports on how refugees in New Hampshire's largest city are responding.
My name is Mukhtar Osman, and I'm originally from Somalia. I was in refugee camp in Kenya for a while, for like a decade, you know, before we got here.
Osman, who's now 27, came to Manchester as a refugee in 2003 with his parents. He left behind three younger siblings, two brothers and a sister. Right now, they're in Kenya, waiting to come to Manchester. He says they started the paperwork for an immigration visa 2 years ago. They gave the U.S. consulate document after document after document and had finally arrived at the very last step. An interview scheduled for February 6th was just a week away.
We've been waiting for this thing for so long. And now we thought like we were finally on the final stage. But instead, we received, you know, this is actually the email. I can share with you. It's the email of cancellation.
You want to read just a little bit of it?
Osman reads me the email his siblings received from the U.S. consulate over the weekend.
Yes, it says important U.S. visa appointment cancellation announcement. For U.S. presidential executive order signed on January 27, 2017, visa issuance to aliens from the countries of Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Syria, and Yemen has been suspended, effective immediately. Until further notification, your upcoming visa appointment was canceled in compliance with those new directives.
In Kenya, Osman's siblings are illegal aliens, which he says means they're subject to bribery and abuse by the authorities. They have no idea when American visas might start being issued for Somalians again. And the president's executive order, Osman says, it makes no sense.
If the executive order is just like for those who are terrorists, why not add Saudi Arabia? Why not add Pakistan? Why not add Afghanistan? Why not add so many other, like, why not? Why just like those seven countries? There's so many other countries that are terrorists.
Osman is worried about his siblings, but he's also concerned for his community here in Manchester. See, Osman works as a client coordinator for an organization that helps refugees. More than 100 refugees are resettled here every year. And based on U.S. Census numbers, maybe 1,000 Queen City residents hail from nations temporarily banned by the Trump administration's executive order. Osman says in his work, family, and social life, he's surrounded by immigrants, and almost everyone is scared and watching Trump.
What else is going to come? This is the beginning. What else is coming?
But then Osman points to an envelope from elementary school students from Bow, New Hampshire. It's postmarked January 7th, 2 weeks before Trump's inauguration. Dozens of cards made out of red, white, and blue construction paper are strewn next to it on the table. Inside, messages are written in pencil in children's handwriting. Osman says he reads these to his refugee clients.
Dear friend, welcome to the USA. You will have food, shelters, and this is a free country. There is no war here. You know, people have every right to do whatever you want to. We have an army that will protect us. Even you. I hope you enjoy the USA sincerely. Tyler.
These cards and the phone calls Osman says his organization receives every day, they're an important reminder.
You know, the vast majority of American people like us and want us. You know, they want us to be a part of the, you know, American community. That's what we tell people, and this is a proof that we show it to them. You see, this is a young man from 10, 12 years old.
And that's how Osman says he knows to be hopeful. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.